You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
We brought you damn good beer, and now we're delivering to you damn good beef. Hassel Cattle Company is the absolute best source for farm-to-table Wagyu beef in the country. Hassel Cattle Company is a fourth-generation cattle farm out of Texas. They ship all over the beautiful USA and straight to your door. They call their beef the blue-collar Wagyu. Why? Because it's the best damn Wagyu that every man or woman can afford. Hassel Cattle Company offers Wagyu smoked sausage, New York strip, beef bacon, Wagyu Frank, two jerky flavors, original and sweet and spicy, and their hamburger even won the Food Network's Northeast Burger Jam. Not only do we love their beef, the country loves their beef. Everybody wants to get in on this. These guys take their registered bulls and breed them with Angus cows, giving you that very high prime product that is grown with zero antibiotics or hormones. So head to HasselCattleCompany.com, that's H-A-S-S-E-L-L CattleCompany.com, and use promo code DNVR10 for 10% off your order, plus any orders over $200 get you free shipping. Again, use code DNVR10, check them out today, and we promise you will not be disappointed.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts. Rudo, AJ, and Blaze coming at you as the Avs take their first loss of the 2021 playoffs, 3-2 to the Vegas Golden Knights.
Can you mute me?
Look, I don't think we're going to have any magic beans to tell you that the Avs deserve to win this game, because unless y'all have something different to say than me, they didn't. No.
I mean, they got outplayed.
Yeah.
Right? From start to finish.
Thank you.
The Avs got a little lucky there.
Appreciate
got
it.
Up and score, and then just let the Knights right back into it.
Is that what happened?
Well, I mean, in the first period, like, did everyone feel good about the first period? No goals? Lots of shots on net? At least they weathered the storm.
Result, yes. Process, no.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Like, you knew some of that was coming.
Yeah.
The most predictable thing in this entire series was game three, Vegas.
First at home, Vegas, giving it everything
in the first period. Yeah.
They were flying that first
and
period.
And I'm willing to throw the entire first period in the bin and just say I don't give a shit about it.
Sure.
It was a continuation of what we saw in Denver at the end of game two.
Yep.
But it stopped.
Yeah.
It more or less stopped. Like, the Avs still got outshot 29-17 in the last two periods.
Yep.
So it's not like there was a point in time where the Avalanche just turned around and played really good hockey. That just didn't happen. But they found their way in the second period. They played better. They started to figure it out a little bit. They started to get comfortable. They sunk their teeth into the game, and then they scored early in the third period, which just sort of changed the complexion of the game.
Yeah.
Because they they shifted into what should have been a completely safe first gear, where they were like, look, we're happy to play in the neutral zone.
Yep.
We're not going to let, you know, their defense, which are notoriously aggressive, we're backing off. And the fact that Marchessault still ended up by himself, I need to go back and rewatch it.
Yeah, same.
Because it all sort of happened really quickly, and I really need to go back and rewatch exactly how that breakdown happened. But that, if that's not the first thing in tomorrow's video session, I would be shocked.
Yeah.
You cannot be protecting a lead against a good team.
You're up 2-1. You have one job.
Don't let a guy behind you.
Yeah.
And like Philip Grubauer. Like, he was awesome. I'm not going to say a
right.
thing. I'm not going to say
agreed.
Anything other than
agreed.
Philip Grubauer was awesome.
Yeah.
No, there's no way in God's green earth I'm about to blame him.
Oh, no. And the Knights gave Grubauer a lot of different looks, too. I mean, there was plays coming out of the corner. There was plays from the point. You know, there was plays on the rush, too. Like, he saw a lot of different looks, and he did well, but...
The dude's going to take an L in a game where he had like a 930 save percentage.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and there's nothing that you ask him to do differently about the two that get by him in 45 seconds.
Yeah, no. Right.
That second.
Look, the
Patch
third.
Reddy's tip was unreal.
Well, the third goal, there isn't anything that I'm looking at anybody and saying, all right, you need to do this differently. It's maybe win the faceoff, of course. But otherwise, right. Like, they made a quality play. It's a quality tip. It's a good goal. If it happens on the other side, I would have been like, hey, the Avs just made a nice play.
Yep. Yep.
As it was, the one that really hurts is the Marchessault one where you just...
For sure.
And he banks it off the back of him, and there's nothing anybody can... The problem is that he's alone in the first place.
Right.
Yeah. The puck comes right back
look,
to
Grubauer
him.
Has to respect the legitimate shot as he's walking in.
Yeah, well, and you would have rather Marchessault had gotten a shot off
right.
and knowing how it resulted,
yeah.
right? Like, normally you would be like, oh, a guy all alone in front, the puck rolling off and sticking into the corner is great. But knowing how this resulted, you're like, damn, I wish he would have just shot the thing.
Yeah.
And you see him bank it in, and there's two Avs chasing, but significantly behind the play, and it's like, you can't do that. You cannot do that.
Yeah.
In a 2-1 situation with, what, 5 minutes left in the third period?
Yep. 5 minutes to go, man. They were 2 minutes from about 2 minutes from the goalie pole,
yep.
where that's of course where things get interesting. And then they never even, you know,
right.
I will say the 6-on-5 was good.
They were excellent. They had 6-on-5. Yeah.
Considering we saw their 6-on-5 like 4 times all season,
and it was bad.
This one, it was good. You're not gonna get a better look than Rantanen had, and he had him 5-hole. He just missed it. Just
yep.
If he goes center cut on that 5-hole, it's a tie game.
It's in, yeah.
That was a great shot. I mean, it was well placed behind the stick, everything. It just a
yep.
little bit more emphasis on that puck, and it goes in.
Yep. And, you know, that's...
Rantanen also had... Was he the one in the first period that just... It was that backdoor little tap that just missed
wide? Yeah. It was just out of his reach, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. The Avs weren't without opportunities entirely in this game. With that being said... You look at the last 5 periods of Avalanche hockey, and
I'm assuming we're not counting the 3-minute overtime.
No, yeah. It's the last 5 regulation periods of hockey, and one, I think you know the Avs have more to give, and two, you look at those periods and say the Avs split these games 1-1, and you take it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this is probably the worst that they play in the series, but I'm certainly surprised. I expected a better effort overall tonight.
I did too.
Yeah. And when I say effort, I just mean overall performance. I don't mean an actual physical effort.
Right.
Because I don't think that the problem is they're not trying.
What I mean was you end up getting outshot like 22-42 or something, I think was the final shot total.
Yeah. Somewhere right in that range.
It's certainly that not that they weren't trying, but we've seen, I think particularly, the Avs have not moved the puck well out of their own zone.
Well, and that's where in the third period they were, honestly.
They were doing fine
in the third period. Breaking pucks out and getting up and down the ice. They were playing a much more comfortable style, and then they scored. And then as it got later into the period, they stopped taking chances and they stopped pushing and, you know, And look, with the same way that Vegas is sitting there going, oh my God, if you don't hit that post in game three.
Yep. Yep.
If Riley Smith shorthanded doesn't ring one off that post. Look, if Brandon Saad finishes right there.
Game's over. Yep. Yeah.
Then it's curtains. Those two goals don't happen.
Yep. Yeah,
we're totally different. You know, we're having a fucking party tonight. you know, it's a Friday night. Everybody's going hard. As it is, that's just not the world we live in. So we'll deal with the world that we're actually in. And they just didn't play good enough hockey tonight.
Agreed.
It felt dirty watching them lead 2-1 in the third period. Where you're like, they haven't played well against these guys in five periods.
Straight up, had they gone up 3-0 in the series into game four, we'd have been sitting here on this couch like, well, the Avs stole another one.
Well, and it would have been kind of akin to what we saw in the Montreal or not in Edmonton, Winnipeg.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You know, you keep in mind, like, Winnipeg got outplayed in those games. Like, they swept that series and won 3 overtime games.
A little bit of nonsense with a little bit of poor play.
Yeah, like you can win a series running away without ever really running away.
Yeah.
And the Avs were very, very close to being up 3-0 in a series. They had no business up 3-0 in.
Yep.
As it is, they're up 2-1, a fate they absolutely earned.
For sure.
And a part of me is a little excited about this. Like, from a personal stress standpoint,
not excited.
I'm bummed.
Not excited on that level.
Now Sunday is gigantic.
Yep. Yeah, it's huge.
It's gigantic.
Well, you think they would take at least one of those games, right? Vegas would take one of the games at home.
Well, if you get the split when you have a 2-0, then that's a good formula for winning series.
Well, it would have been a lot better if they would have won this game and then lost the game on Sunday. There, all right. Is that better?
I mean, I think there's a part of me that's excited, right? Game four is going to be the first time in these playoffs where, one, the Avs are coming off their second worst game of the playoffs, arguably, maybe their worst, because they lost it.
Yeah. Most consequential game.
And two, their most important game of the playoffs so far.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, yeah, because it's round two. I mean, the Avs, the fate of round two hangs a little bit in the balance, right? If you win game four, the Avs are in cruise control, basically.
You're up 3-1 with 2 home games remaining in the series. You're feeling good. No matter what happens, you're feeling like, okay, like this is acceptable. Yep. You lose it, and
it's a best of three.
Now you're in a best of three with 2 home games.
Yep.
And you're still feeling like you're like, oh, well, this is why we won the President's Trophy, right? Like, that was the whole point of that. But I'm excited because you don't win a Stanley Cup with an easy road.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay didn't win without getting punched in the mouth last year.
No team, since it has expanded to a 16-win format, there has never been a team that won 16 straight.
I mean,
ever.
You don't even go sweep. Like, it just doesn't happen.
I actually looked up the statistic the other week. Generally speaking, in an entire year of playoffs, there are usually about 2 sweeps out of all of the series.
Yeah, sweeps just aren't super common.
So
they're really hard to do.
Yeah.
So, and especially as you get later in the playoffs, as the teams get better, like, you don't see one-sided series like that.
Yep. Vegas is a good team, too.
Yeah, well, and Vegas is arguably the second-best team and vying to be the first-best team.
Well, watching
that
game tonight, you would say.
Yeah.
Like, you're watching.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we've had
Stanley Cup
caliber
teams.
We've only had extremes in this series.
Bless you.
You had the Avs absolutely house Vegas. And then they continued that over into the first period of game two.
And then Vegas came back.
Things shifted. Now the Avs still walked out of game two with a win. And then game three, they cough up a third period lead. I'm not going to get too on them for giving up the lead, because at no point did they deserve to be leading.
For sure.
But you do feel, you can't help but wonder, right? Like, this was a team that had multiple leads in game 7 last year. How in their own head will they get? Now, I'm going to overblow this. Just okay. Even having this conversation.
For the sake of the argument.
Well, and even having this conversation right now is overblowing it because it's their first postseason loss.
I agree. Yeah.
They're still up 2-1. I agree.
Crazy, too, right?
Like,
the third game in the second round.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's like, you do wonder, okay. Now they've gotten punched, right? Now they've gotten meaningfully punched. Getting outplayed but still winning a game. You're just like, all right, well, wasn't our night, but we still got the dub and we're good.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Vegas has got to be feeling pretty good, though, too, as well. Like, started out slow.
Oh, Vegas is feeling great right now.
Feeling great. Outplayed the Avs this game.
Yeah, Vegas is sitting around
came
like,
back.
Oh, this was great.
Yeah.
Apparently, Bednar is mad.
Yeah, he is.
Says, go ahead and check the stats of our top guys compared to their top guys.
I will
guys.
When I get home,
close.
And I believe it. The McKinnon 100%. Line got chewed up tonight. That's why he broke it up.
Yep.
He broke, but by the way, the Blendnar in the third period, and it works okay. That,
literally, the best thing he could have done to the lines was just straight YOLO.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So... for five periods straight now, they've been far more competitive than us. To dissect the game beyond that is a waste of time. Honestly, Bedsy couldn't have said it better myself, man. Like,
well, this is how you know Jared Bednar's pissed.
Yeah, he knows that's not acceptable.
I wrote a whole thing in St. Louis a couple years ago when the Avs coughed up a regular season game in December. They were on the power play in overtime, and Ryan O'Reilly scored a shorthanded breakaway to beat them.
Yeah.
And I remember standing in the hallway next to Jared Bednar after that game, and he was just like, our top guys suck.
Yeah.
He's like, as long as our top guys play like this, we aren't going to win games, and that's on them. They have to figure it out. Yeah. And that's as angry as I've seen him until I get home and watch this presser, apparently.
If he's calling in, let him call in.
Yeah, great. But I mean that's a coach straight up telling his team you need to fire up the engine.
Well, that's great too. I mean, being blunt like that to his team, like
and like there's no expectations here, and this is why I was saying I'm a little excited about the loss because it's been easy street.
Right.
And watching them now have to bounce back and
let's
like
find
little...
out who the Colorado Avalanche really are
exactly.
Right now. Yeah,
how tough really are they? Are they going to be?
Yeah, let's see what happens with a little kick in their ass now.
And yeah, well, because if they look straight up, if they fold up shop and they lose this series 4-2, they were never that good to begin with, and we've been wrong this whole
straight
time.
Straight up, no argument there.
This is the series. This is the proof of concept series.
Yep.
This was it. The stylistic. This is the top team who plays that style that's supposed to go against your style.
Yep.
Whoever wins the series, you get to, you know,
you're the big dog.
We either get to stand tall and say we were right all year, all you guys can shut up, or we have to eat it and say, look, you guys were right. The Avs were too soft. Yep. They couldn't handle it. They didn't fight through the adversity. They didn't blah 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 blah. They were lucky to even get game two, yada da yada da yada da, blah de blah de blah, whatever it ends up being.
We'll get there when we get there.
Exactly. But this is the kind of moment. This is one of those things. This is what a Stanley Cup run hinges on.
Yep.
You have to respond when you don't have a good day at the office. Yep. You have to get back to it. You have a 7-game series, all right? 3 of those games are gone. At most, you're down to 4.
Yep.
You're still in the driver's seat. You're still in control of it. But you don't feel that way because they have outclassed you for a game and a half now.
Yep.
I do want to continue this conversation, and we'll get Evan on soon, but we do have to take our first period break. First, brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. Had a few Avalanches myself tonight. they can get it down at the bar 8 different times on tap, as well as their seltzers are here at the bar as well. So, look, I'm going to just keep telling you to come to the bar because the bar is lit. Like, the bar tonight was awesome.
Tonight was crazy.
Yeah.
All these Nuggets playoff games have been trying to talk trash about how they packed the bar more than us.
Which is cool.
They didn't pack the bar more than us tonight.
It's cute that they finally got to round 2.
Been here for a minute.
Yeah.
Anyway, check out Breck Brew.
You're doing
get your
work.
Stuff. They're also brought to you all by Strava Craft Coffee. You can get 25% off your first order when you use code DNVR25 with them. And you can get 20% off for life when you sign up for their subscription service. As well as, yep, you better believe it, we have that at the bar as well. Cold Brew Strava. Come on and get it. It's known to help with many different aches and pains. Migraines, IBS, joint pain, you name it. They got you covered. So hook up them as well. They're one of our longest partners, and they are awesome. Can't recommend them enough. And then sign up for a DNVR annual membership because we got you, all right? Avs win, Avs lose. You know we are here giving you the coverage. Not just the podcast, but post-game articles, post-game videos, the whole nine, hype articles, you name it. Look, whatever the Avs do in the playoffs, they could lose the next three straight or they could win out to the Stanley Cup. We don't know which one it's going to be, but we're going to be here giving you all
makes
this
for
content.
Fun life planning.
If you say so.
I mean, we have a huge, like, we have a huge wedding coming up in this company in 2 weeks that we are all,
it's
like,
stressful.
Hoping like, to attend.
So, did you VIP or did you respond yes? Because I responded yes, and I was like,
that should have been a maybe.
There might be an empty seat. I don't know.
Yeah, I was, I assume.
If it's a night game, we should be good, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If it's like a 7 or 8 p.m. game, we'll be okay.
As long as it's not a 4 p.m. or something.
It is funny because it makes like life planning like a mess, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Well, and you get like, past like, you get to a new round, right? And it's the first four games. And you're like, all right, this next week, I have a solid schedule. Yeah. But you hit game five, and tomorrow you're like, I have no idea.
It looks just like the playoff schedule. You're like, oh, all of my plans have asterisks.
Plus,
in quotes says, if can.
Yeah.
Plus, we want the Nuggets and Avs to keep playing on every other night, so that way we can pack our Avs fans, pack our Nuggets
exactly.
fans. So then there's that panic when we're like, oh, my God, are they going to line up on the same day?
Oh, yeah, it's like a lotto. Abs and Nuggets on the same day would be a disaster for us because half of the bar is going to be like, we want our game noise.
Yeah, we've had it, what, once or twice this year so far?
No, we've had it multiple times, but not playoff situations.
No, in the playoffs, so
we might have to, we'll get creative, all right?
Yeah.
We're going to go old school, and my apartment's just going to become the Avalanche Land Center if we have the same night. Just party at Rudo's.
We've got Kira.
Yeah, true.
Kira here saying my mom is literally ordering Strava right now because I told her about
it.
Appreciate
you, Kira's mom.
Why you take this long to tell her about it?
And she also talked about how their family's switching to Gabby Insurance on Twitter.
I saw that
shout
too.
Shout out to you, Kira. Yeah. You're amazing.
Balling those are out. Not new advertisements, Kira. What you been
it's
waiting
been
for?
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. I saw we had at least one super chat there.
Yeah, we have
one of them from Micah.
Yeah.
Micah Avs and Five, thank
Perfect.
You.
Love it. Easy.
And vaguely sober saying President's Trophy, home ice until Vegas wins at the Ball Arena. It's fine.
Wins at the sack, you can say it.
Not an endorsed nickname from me. I don't like it.
I don't love it either, to be honest.
It's just not clever. Yeah. Not that the can was like
good or anything, but
it looked like a can, so I could get it. And all it made me laugh when Landeskog called it the Pepsi can. He just combined them, and it was like, all right,
such a
well,
foreigner thing to do.
It is.
We have a bunch of people in the comments talking about my feelings about Sunday, how it's going to be a lot more intense. Less enjoyable? Yeah.
Look, I already told Allie we got to buy a heartbeat monitor for my watch-along. So,
yeah, the watch-along is going to be intense on Sunday. We're planning on doing one.
That would be awesome if we can get something that shows what's going on. Rudo's heart.
Oh,
that would
have
be pretty fun
super
because
chat.
Mine would not do much.
AJ's would be at like 70 the entire time.
During the last 7 minutes of that third period, I was pretty calm. I felt pretty comfortable.
Bumped it up to a solid 85 maybe.
When Nico got open, there might have been a little.
You're like the bad guy from Tenet.
Two changes, no low to high in the ozone. VGK are on the half board, picking all of them off. Figure a way to break the tight gaps and red and blue lines.
Thanks for the super chat.
I do want to get into that conversation a little bit more, but we have Evan in the background to come talk about the presser. So let's get Evan on here. Evan.
Hold on.
Not live yet.
No, I know he is, but I need to turn on a lot of things.
All right. Producer things are happening.
Go.
All right. Evan.
I don't know if we're going to be able to hear him.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but we'll make do. Evan. Clearly, Bednar was not a happy man tonight.
If I was in that locker room, I'd be shitting myself. He was furious. Barely. I have never seen him that angry.
Yell at us. You're going to have to yell at us.
He was furious.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
He said for five periods straight, they've just outcompeted us. And there's no point in dissecting the game any further than that. There just is no point.
I'm going to just keep asking you questions and assume I'm asking you about something that you haven't already said.
I can hear you just fine.
There isn't a loud bar in your house, I hope. Might be a little better now, but anyway, he's furious. Obviously, they're not happy with the way they played. It certainly seems like for Bednar, the accountability starts at the top.
Yeah. Can you hear me yet, or do I have to
a little bit? Him? Enough, yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, they can.
He said just check this. He hasn't looked at the stats, but go look at them. Compare their top guys to the other top guys, and it's not even close. And someone asked him why did you change the lines up, and he basically just responded, "What the hell would you have done?"
Well, it worked too, right? After the Blendar, the Avs actually started playing some decent hockey.
Well, decent compared to what we saw the first.
Relatively, sure.
It was better, but still got outplayed.
Yeah, like, right.
Not going to make the argument they crawled back into it or whatever, but like they played a better brand of hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, he basically said their hardest working player is obviously Grubauer right now, but it needs to start at the top with the leadership. And like I said, I would say people go watch that because that is – Bednar's usually pretty – like you can tell when he's angry, but that time he was – man, he was pissed. Like he basically said, this is a team that tied us for first place in the league, and we can't just go in there and expect to just outskill people. We have to work. And they're not working right now.
Is there – I don't know who else interviewed tonight, but is there a little bit of extra fire there given that – look, Bednar's tenure here in Colorado, when someone like him is that mad, you feel a little bit extra, right? Because this is not John Tortorella who gets salty every other hockey game.
Well, one of the interviews was Carl, so you can imagine how that went. One question, everyone knew that he wasn't going to say anything. And the other one was Mikko, and Mikko's, he said we can't just keep relying on Grubauer to make 50 saves every night. We have to figure something out here. And I mean, Mikko's Mikko. He doesn't look too angry, but I did ask him about the ice because the ice looked like straight garbage to me. He said he saw people falling over all the time, but he didn't really notice that much of a difference. But maybe that's because he falls over all the time.
All right. So clearly that was a great interview that I heard everything about, and I know exactly what you're talking about. So that's good. Continue on.
I'll DM you what I said.
So moving forward, though. Was there any specific things talked about that they have to improve on beyond, like, look, yes, Grubauer's playing great. Yes, their top line has to be better. But you're getting a day off. We've seen coaches adjust significantly game to game in the playoffs. Was anything pointed out specifically?
Nope. He was very, very blunt about it's all about competitiveness, and he reiterated a couple times, I could watch that game 100 times and it's all going to come down to the fact that we were just outworked and we're not competing right now. And what were the even strength shots the last two games? 78-23? It's a lot too little,
for sure. Yeah.
And he's blaming the top guys, and I don't really blame him because...
Well, they set the tone.
The top line is still...
Those are your engine drivers. If those guys aren't going, like, what are you going to do? Be like... Well, JT Comfort's not playing well. Like, your top line's playing like shit. Those guys get paid a ton of money. They have to be those guys.
Yep.
I mean, to me, Cale Makar was the best player in the world in the first game, and the last two games he is gone.
Yeah,
agreed.
Straight up ghost mode.
It went good, ugly, bad.
Yeah. Yep.
He like, the difference between Kale McCarr in game one and game three is like the painful reminder that you're dealing with a second year player. Because the player that we saw in game one is the one that we're gonna see 80% of the time 2 years from now.
Yep.
And it's gonna be like, good luck. But right now we're still
Right now he's 21 years old.
Well, you forget that because he's been so special, but seeing like that variance, that level drop so far, you're like, all right, this is a kid.
Yep.
You don't want to be patient with him and with the athletic prime and all that because you just know. You just know. You're just sitting there. You're like, we know we have a that this is a Hall of Fame caliber talent on our hands.
Especially when you come out and score in the first shift of your first playoff game.
Like, you come out and you do all the things that he's done. Like, game one against Vegas, he has a four-point night, you know? Yeah. And then, yeah, I think it was just so – he was so bad tonight. Yeah. It just
– Yeah, the defense was off definitely tonight. And they were playing kind of that soft game in their zone, too, where they were trying to kind of – get it to the center of the ice and then get it out.
A little willy-nilly.
Yeah, kinda, instead of going hard up the boards, they were playing
it
soft.
It wasn't decisive, and it just didn't look good,
What a world of difference. One play in this hockey game where, out of nowhere, Connor Timmins decides to stand a dude up at the blue line.
What was that?
And it was so – it stood out so much because the Avs were not defending the blue line well tonight by any stretch of the imagination. So, look, if Timmins can do it, anybody on this defense can do it. I think that is something that
I don't think Patrick Nemeth could do it because he'll pick a bad spot and he'll miss and then he'll get beat.
Yeah. And then and Jonathan then... Marjuso banks it in off of
and then you know we're in for
Anyway, clearly it wasn't good. All the fans knew it. It's not like the Avs don't know it as well. They lived it. So I don't think it's any stretch of the imagination to expect this team to come out with some energy in game four.
Hope so.
You would hope so.
Well, and I mean, it's up to them.
Yeah.
Like,
yep, straight up.
Like, the world has lavished them with all the praise that they could handle, and now it's on them to live up to that. Now it's on them to perform, and... like, they just got their teeth kicked in.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of the blown lead and all that, they really just didn't deserve to have it, which is why I'm kind of just glossing it over tonight.
Right.
Because it's just whatever. But they got their teeth kicked in. That should be – how prideful are you?
Yeah.
Because we saw how prideful Vegas was after what happened in game one. It took them a little while, but they came back.
Yep.
They found their game, but now look at it. They feel more in control of the series than Colorado does.
At this moment?
Despite 2-1.
Yeah.
And if the Avs counterpunch in game four, that's a whole different story. Evan, I want to give you your thoughts on whatever else has happened in this game. Talk to the chat because I'm going to have an aneurysm if I keep trying to hear you.
Yeah, I won't stick on too long because I bet the audio people are like, why is this idiot screaming and none of them can hear him? To me... Fleury doesn't even look good, and they're just not even
agreed. Agreed.
He's looking behind him every other shot, and yeah, it's if they can get anything going, I think they'll be fine. But they're just they can't they dump it in, but they can't forecheck. The breakouts are way too easy for Vegas right now.
Yeah.
And I thought tonight was going to be the night, but. What are they waiting for with Bowen Byram? They have to get him in there. They need somebody else that can move the puck back there.
Yeah.
Well, you lost the game.
Did you catch any of that?
Let's just
most of it.
just do it. It's
for real.
It's Bowen Byram time.
If you're going to lose a game, you go down in this one. You're still leading the series 2-1. You still have home ice advantage. You still have an opportunity to take a commanding lead of the series heading home on Sunday. You get another crack in Vegas, and if Jared Bednar is going to lose his shit on the team in the post-game presser after they played terribly and you're not going to put Byram in, when would you?
Yeah.
So, all right. We're going to let Evan go here. appreciate you coming on. I'm sure you said incredibly insightful stuff that we definitely heard and enjoyed.
Cool.
Appreciate you, Evan. We'll catch you on... Now he's just memeing us, for sure. Yeah,
he wasn't even talking.
That was just total memery right there. All right. So, I don't have to hear myself anymore either. Wow.
So being on the other end of that is really weird, because you can hear yourself the entire time.
Oh, really?
So you just have to, like, talk through your own echo.
And the bar can hear, or the chat can hear.
Yeah, I feel like I'm borderline coming off of an almost stroke or something. So, that was a wild ride. But, in any case, fundamentally, look, anyone can say, look, the top guys need to be better. That's a simple answer. How do they get there? What does it look like for the Avs to not get completely bopped in possession and shots on goal? Where does it start?
I'm going to say the Avs have to start kind of imposing their will onto this game a little bit. They started playing the Knights game a little bit, and that's not good. Like, the Avs aren't a dump and chase kind of team, right? They're more of a finesse team that they're going to come to the zone, set up, move the puck around, and get some shots on net. You didn't see that tonight. You saw them dump in. It looked like they were trying to go heavy. Wasn't really working for them.
Well, and how did they score their first goal?
Off of the fourth line.
Oh, they break it out with their legs.
Getting in with their feet.
They break
it
out. Ryan Graves.
Yeah.
What?
Out of nowhere.
Breaks it out with his feet. Makes a nice play through
the middle of the ice.
To the
middle of the ice.
And it's a 3-on-2 going the other way. And all of a sudden, they have a little bit of space, and they score. And you're just like...
Well, and
okay,
I think...
Well, why is that so hard?
What?
Your fourth line just made that look easy as could be.
Yeah.
And what happens there, right, once they get into the zone? Belmar finds space and gets a shot on goal.
Yeah.
The Avs struggled.
Keeps it simple.
The Avs struggled heavily early in this game to get clean shots off.
Yeah.
How many shots off a stick? Off a leg?
Yeah.
Not clean lanes.
Look, some of that is... some of that
Vegas did work, sure.
Like, Vegas being committed to defending in the details and all that. And... you know, defending as a team, and some of that is that Colorado trying to. I think they're still stuck in the little we're super fancy and cute.
Let's
box,
do super so. Cute stuff all the time. Yeah,
let's dunk on them. Let's get all Globetrotter on their ass. Look, remember game one? Look, game one doesn't matter anymore. It's over. It's gone. It's in the past.
Look,
it's now way in the past. Forget it.
They had a chance to repeat on that in the first period.
Globetrot all you want when you're up 5-1.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do then.
Straight up. Have at it, dude. That's where grinders get paid. That's where those guys get all those stats from, is because they just start freewheeling it. And they're like, look, I'm a skill player too, baby. Woo! But when you're playing meaningful hockey, it's not the way to go. You got to be committed to. You got to be committed to your identity. And we just haven't seen that. It's been way too cute. And that's, look, they're capable of the cute. That's great. That's what happens when you have skilled players. But you got to keep that simple. And another game, where you could just look at them, the absence of Nazem Kadri, and say, this is a huge problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Tyson Jost's line continues to be...
To do effective things.
It continues to be one of the only ones that looks like it can belong on the ice at various times. But it's just, skill-wise, it's just not good enough for it to be as important as it has been.
Yep.
And that's where you're missing Nazem Kadri so much. And he is the linchpin of the entire forward core, and missing him now is just...
And
it's killing him.
I think the process was simple tonight. All of us going in this game tonight were like, look, that second line has to be better. Burakovsky has to step up.
Did not happen.
It did not happen.
Donskoy did not happen either.
And in a normal year, in a normal game, if Kadri's not suspended, you get away with it a lot more because you have a third bullet in the chamber of that line with Nazem Kadri.
Yep. And I thought Donskoy played a pretty good defensive game. He was out there.
I thought he was dog shit.
I didn't.
Really?
I thought he was doing pretty well.
Coming back and...
If I was writing grades tonight, he wouldn't be getting above a D.
I didn't notice him that much defensively, to be honest, but time and time again, that dude tried to take the puck in.
How did you not notice him defensively?
Ridiculously
he spent the
fancy.
Whole game there.
That's why I didn't notice him.
Hong Kong.
In any case, yeah. It's just, it's so much harder to write off that line if you put Nazem Kadri on it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The skill level just goes
up
on
like,
that line.
He's a quality two-way guy. Yeah. He's not like a defensive stopper, but he's not a sieve either. He's a solid two-way center. And he keeps some of that from him. And his physicality is important to that forward core, because you take him out and you look at the top six and you're like, okay, well, sometimes each of the top line guys really get the physicality going. Other times it's kind of hit or miss. And then neither Burakovsky or Donskoy have any of that reputation whatsoever.
I think the reality is before the lines were shaken up, there isn't anything that JT Compher does better than Nazem Kadri. There isn't like, oh, we put Compher on this line so the line functions this certain way
The only thing that you can say he does better is just move around the lineup.
Fair enough.
That's what they do with him.
All right.
Yeah, he's not a replacement. There is no replacement on the roster for that guy yet.
So a lot of talk of the Avs either playing to / finding their identity, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, because you feel like Vegas is like, okay, well, we're doing what we want to do, and we're finding a shitload of success doing it. We just haven't beaten your goalie yet.
All right.
And it's still a razor-thin margin. Like, we're still talking 2 goals and 45 seconds away from this being a 3-0 series.
Right, straight up. It was way closer probably than it had any right to be, but
yeah.
I want to ask you guys honestly,
which is funny because we can't read it.
That's okay.
No, it's not. That was not a criticism.
It's not at all a criticism.
We just can't really
chat.
Jesus.
So that's too big. Now it's too big.
Yeah, now I'm getting motion sickness.
Chat, how many of you know your identity below the belt? Because you do have to clean it up sometimes down there, right? All right? You got to find it. You got to make it look good with Manscaped. Head on over there. Exactly.
Just made me jump seeing something come from behind the lights.
You get the Manscaped in there, and they'll start saying too big. It's too big now. So go over to Manscaped, get the perfect package 4.0.
Words that have never been said to Rudo.
Get the Lawnmower 4.0. It's an amazing tool. It works above the belt as well, just fine. Turn it from this to this, all right?
Nice.
Manscaped.com. Use code DNVR to get 20% off and free shipping. Come on over. We've avoided the throat punch so far. Also brought to you all by Chevalier Mortgage. Both Mike and Virginia have been in the business for a long time here in Colorado. They can hook you up. Head on over to DNVR Mortgage to get a free consultation and your opportunity to earn some free DNVR merch. They will get you all set up. Look, rates are great, but Mike is also a certified financial planner, so they have you covered at far more than just the home loan itself. They will look at the entire picture for your finances and get you exactly what you need. So get over there. Again, locally owned, just like us here at DNVR, are some of our favorite people. You can call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578 or visit dnvrmortgage.com to get them all hooked up. Michael Chevalier, NMLS 1931006. Virginia Chevalier, NMLS 1910631. Also, of course, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, I'm going to keep our DraftKings pick of the week this week simple. Avs to win game 4.
Sure.
Nothing fancy about it.
Cool.
I'm taking it. We're taking it. We're going in. I think they respond strong. I'm vibing. I hope all y'all in chat are vibing. What?
Do they respond strong?
Yes. I think they do.
Yes.
You guys all seem convinced, so I'll go with it.
Be the positive light in the
pessimistic
room.
Pessimistic AJ over here. Yeah.
This is pragmatic AJ. I see what I see, man, and I see a team getting its teeth kicked in.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
they're going to respond now, though.
Look, I'm sure there's more than a few Vegas fans in chat tonight. If you want to take Vegas, then make your bet. Go on over to DraftKings Sportsbook and do it. Put your money where your mouth
is. Do it. You could probably get pretty good money on
that. I think you'd probably – Vegas would probably be the underdog, I would imagine. So. Pick them. Nah. pretty much a pick 'em.
Yep.
If you got a good vibe on someone, you think somebody's going to score, take them. You get good money over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Of course, you can also bet on all the other major sports out there and some quite minor sports as well. Allie's got her finger up.
Fade me, because I have not been doing well right on the bets.
According to the bets I heard from Hank tonight, fade Hank.
Oh, but he's been on a roll.
Yeah, he said he was hot as hell coming in tonight, and every bet he told me tonight did not hit. So.
Yeah, I had Kale to score, Sod to score, and Avs money line. Yeah, and
see, those are like
zero
reasonable bets. And Hank was like, I had Kale and Mac to combine for 4 points tonight. So fade Hank. Anyway, DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boost. I believe they're still running the $1 for a $100 bet when it comes to NBA basketball games. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by that DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. We've been fairly negative tonight, which
well, they lost.
Is deserved.
And they didn't play pretty
they lost
well
and played poorly. Give me a positive that is in Philip Grubauer, because Philip Grubauer is a cop-out. Either of you.
A positive on Philip Grubauer?
No, other than Philip Grubauer. Because Grubby's easy. You're copping out.
I thought Jost played well.
All right. AJ?
The crowd looked awesome.
Digging deep for that one. It was a 100% capacity crowd.
T-Mobile is a really fun place to catch a game. And it was rocking tonight.
It looked like it was a lot of fun tonight.
I was very jealous. I was looking at it like, man, I wish I was in Vegas right now.
We have
no offense to all of you guys, of course. I'm unhappy with my station. It's just Vegas is my.
There's a
animal
universe in a couple years where AJ is the champion of the DNVR bar in Vegas.
I have still never been to Vegas.
What's wrong with you?
I don't
inside,
know.
Yo.
I'm sad
inside
about
in
it.
Ice,
get to
fine.
Vegas.
Central AC.
I want to go to Vegas, but I just haven't been.
What was the Kevin Smith movie about the demon and right. Dogma?
What is
Dogma? Yeah,
yeah, where he walks in, Jason Lee walks inside after they kill that lady, and they just like take over her house, and he's like, Central Air. And you're like, yeah, demon.
They used to play that movie
hell,
on Comedy Central like every night. We have some super chats to get to.
Such a great movie.
As we're getting off
track. Did you
want
to get back to this one?
Yeah. No load of high in the ozone. VGK are on the half board, picking all of them off. Figure a way to break the tight gaps and red and blue lines. I don't think this is that complicated of a conversation.
Flip the puck over their head.
Flipping the puck?
Put it in space and skate under it because you're super fucking fast.
I think that's...
Or short passes out of the zone.
That's my song. Short passes out of your zone. Not just short passes out of your zone, but recognize when you have time and use your eyeballs. Stop just blindly throwing the puck to nobody.
Seriously. Use your eyeballs.
It's you gotta.
I'm gonna cut this into a little song, you guys. People are saying, "What a beautiful song!"
I tell you, it's my hidden talent.
AJ, low key, gonna become a singer. He'd be a country singer though, for
yo,
sure.
I told
An
you.
An AJ song about the Avs would be amazing.
I dropped an Abraham Lincoln wrap up once upon a time.
Oh my god,
that shook all the Texas.
Oh wow. AJ, drop an album for the boys to rally around in the locker room. AJ's the best.
I tell you, they should just listen to some of my speeches before games.
It's true.
Because right. They'd either be like, that guy's got this or they'd be like, this guy's a moron. Let's go shut him up.
I know one of you out there has the ability to go back, find an AJ rant, and auto-tune it. I know one of y'all is capable of that.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of songs, the bar, when it was fun, they were chanting the Mikko Rantanen song.
They were. When Mikko scored it, the go-ahead goal, they were vibing.
Yeah, I'm not actually going to do a rap because there's a self-respect factor there. So the Altitude guys are all, that was their thing, man. I can't, if I did it now, I would just be, it would be straight poser shit.
Riding coattails.
Yeah. Like so much of what they do has been jacked from us over the years. Not that I'm salty.
Look, I don't think it would take much of a rap to sound less white than them.
True.
But.
Yeah, that was a pretty mayo-filled experience.
Yeah, I felt like I was eating McCarr
food. Good on
him
for doing
point.
It, though. It was awesome.
Like, yo, lean
you
in.
You put yourself out there and have a good time.
Oh,
like,
it's funny.
That's dope.
I think we had a couple more super chats, or am
yes,
I wrong?
Yes, we did.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Vaguely sober.
Right, that one just says lol.
LOL at your read. What changes would you make?
Put in Bone Byron, baby.
Flip the puck over their head and skate under it.
Because they're super fucking fast.
All right.
That's exactly what Vegas and St. Louis both started to do to Colorado when they started having success. All right, if that forecheck is on you, then you throw the puck up in the middle of the air, and then you just say, it's a puck. I don't know what that goddamn thing's going to do. And you go and you figure it out on the fly. And then once you start to break down that structure a little bit, and then you know it's working.
Yep.
You got to break it down, though. You got to pull them out of what they're doing.
Keep them honest.
Yeah.
Soderberg gets another game. Thought he was terrible, but he scored a goal.
I didn't think he was terrible at all, man. I thought he fit in perfectly.
I did not like the fourth line at all tonight, besides the goal, obviously. But
I mean, you can't make any kind of an argument for the other two that
right,
were in there.
Right, exactly.
Because they
exactly.
were both really bad.
I don't see any reason to take him out. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, if LOC is back, then no
well,
offense.
That's a different conversation.
No offense to Sherwood, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Later.
Yeah,
and that's
sure.
what I thought Sherwood was solid. It was ugly at first, but he got an assist on the goal. He drew the penalty that led to the second goal. I mean, he was involved. He was active.
Yeah.
This is the thing with Kiefer Sherwood. He comes in.
He's functional.
He comes in, and he does a thing for two or three games, and then by that, like, fifth or sixth game, you're like, oh, he can't do this every night.
Yeah.
You're like, boy, this is – all right, we get – all right, cool, 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 cool. This is not happening with him. So this is how you utilize him. You toss him in there. You toss him in there for a game or two. You get that little jolt that he can give you, and then you sit his ass back down. You let the battery recharge.
Yep, I'd be okay with that.
Like a little wind-up toy. And you just send him in there. All right, Kiefer. And then it's, you know, at the end of the game, you just pick him back up. You move it back.
Oh, my God.
All right, cool. We'll see you in a week, bud.
Super chat from Sasha. More shots on net. Let's go, Avs. Win game four, boys. DNVR rocks. Just saying.
Yeah, more shots on net. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good place
to
start.
Well, I tell you,
yeah.
if the Avs shoot like they did tonight, we collectively will have more shots on Sunday than they did. Sunday's going to be a fun day.
But
hopefully.
To his point here, though, Fleury's save percentage combined in both of these games is 890.
Not very good. He just the dude randomly threw his whole body backwards. Well, there were a bunch of guys in front of him, and he was like, trust fall. And like there was nobody there, right? And he's laying like splayed out in the middle of the ice for no apparent reason. Because we were like, damn, what happened? Is he trying to get a call there? And we watch on the replay, nobody touches him. Nothing happens. It was just like, he was just like, I'm super dramatic and I'm bored. And back he goes. And it's like, all right, well, if it's take advantage of him being bored. Put a couple on him, and then before he locks it, before he like figures it out and is like, all right, now I'm awake.
Yep.
I mean, you saw it. Like, Minnesota won a game with like 14 shots on goal.
Yep. Against this hockey team.
Well, some of those shots that the Avs put on him tonight, like, they were close to going in, right? So you
legitimately think, like, he might just have a boredom problem. The guy's he's such an active goaltender, and he's such, like, an energetic guy.
It's hard to stay focused, too, when you're not getting.
It makes sense that Grubauer is great with a small workload, a big workload, because he's just like, all right, whatever. Here comes the puck. I stop the puck. Okay, there it goes the other direction. And he's just whatever about it. But Fleury's just a very, like, he's a very frenetic guy.
Yeah.
And I think he might just straight up have a boredom issue.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, well, on one hand, like, you lulled him to sleep. Like, you kind of rope-a-doped him. Now you got to throw the barrage at him to put it away. And they were this close tonight with Saad.
It was off the post.
It was awfully close.
Everyone on the playoff point streak list was a Hall of Famer, and Mikko is on the list. At least that's a positive.
What is it, 17 games
in a row? 17
games. 17 playoff games in a row with a point is
That was a nice goal, too.
It was a weird goal. Actually, I did want to talk about this. Look, don't get me wrong. That shot from Miko is unreal. That thing was a bomb. But the Avs kind of just passed it to the center of the ice, and it went off of a stick, and then Miko was like, I guess I'll take this and shoot it. It'll be fine.
And it went off Fleury's glove hand, too.
Yeah, yeah. Fleury dang near caught it.
But it was a rocket, though, at the
piece,
same time.
The piece that he got just as much of the Rantanen goal as the sod one,
yeah.
But on the other side of the body. So he gets it. He gets it on the glove, and it still has space to go in.
Yeah.
He got just enough of a piece,
and
of it
goes
on the
off
sod
the
one,
post,
and it hits the post. Yeah. And you're just like, he got the same piece of both of those.
Yep. We are in darkness on the chat, but
why?
The monitor's off. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I got nothing over here.
In any case.
Yeah. Last thing I saw, some guy was saying I was mad all the time.
And you were mad all the time?
Yeah.
And someone said that you had to be because you're the, from American Idol?
What?
You are. Oh,
that was, what?
Yeah, all that.
American Idol, he said you're the drunk.
You're
Simon
Cowell?
Yeah, Simon Cowell, and then Rudo's drunk.
I'm Paula Abdul? Let's go. I'm so down to be Paula Abdul.
That's what the chat is saying.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how to feel about it either, honestly.
It sounds like you're hyped.
I feel like no one's ever heard an AJ hype rant, if you think that, but...
Well, does Simon have...
Anyway, Ali fried our monitor chat, so we can't see you anymore.
But honestly, I can tell you what they're saying.
Use of the internet possible. We're just creating content into the void.
Nobody knows.
No feedback, no
nothing.
We
don't know.
We're just like, whatever.
Rudo, how's MC Scat Cat?
Why did it stop working?
What?
MC Scat Cat.
I don't know who MC Scat Cat is.
Well, then you're not Paula Abdul. Come on now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like, legitimately, Paula Abdul was before my time. Like, yeah, I'm not. I have no idea.
The video that made her, it was okay, MC Scat Cat and Paula Abdul.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
Two steps forward, one step back. Now you're in my jam.
What's it like being old? Yeah.
Well, you know, my back hurts.
I was going to say, he's going to start with the back. It's always the back, man.
I think it's
always the back.
Oh, you fixed it.
Yay.
There it is.
It's blue now.
Now it's very blue. Oh,
man.
And it's gone.
Back.
There we go.
We're back, chat.
So we're good.
We
go. Okay.
We're back, chat.
Jeez Louise.
Anyway, we brought Chad back basically just to get into our final thoughts here, to be honest. we're kind of wrapping things up, but
who's the creepy dude? What are you talking about? Creepy dude, that's the NBA MVP. He's the overlord of Denver sports right now, looking down upon us, wondering when everybody else is going to get their shit together.
Yeah, right there. It's perfect.
Hard to tell the difference between chat right now and ESPN in the middle of February, to be honest.
True.
Who's the creepy dude?
Yeah, who's that guy?
You've wanted to manscape Paula for a while, don't lie.
No.
Yo, I don't want to be compared to American Idol judges.
It's a little weird, for sure.
I'll take America's Got Talent. I like that show.
Oh, that's not any better.
You know what? America's Got Talent makes me cry on the reg.
So
seriously.
Funny.
Really?
Sad stories or what?
I cry constantly when I watch that show.
Oh,
you
America's
know
Got
like,
Talent?
Yeah.
Oh, when they hit the gold.
Dude, they hit the
sure.
gold, and it comes down with the confetti, and the person's
and
like,
they're crying.
My dreams are made, and their family's like in the crowd, and they're like, ah!
You know, like,
oh,
at
100%.
Least the one person on the side
that's time.
Allowed to be on stage with them, like, comes bolting out of there, and then whoever the host happens to be that season
you know,
is
like at least 60% of that show is, like, edited after the fact, right?
Dude, shut up.
I don't care. I love those moments.
I'm aware
Tiffany
Simon is on it. I watch it.
Okay, cool.
He's on Britain's Got Talent, too, which is also great. Some of the stand-up comedians that have been on BGT.
Someone asked, "What do the Avs players have to do to get a giant head like that in the Joker?" Someone brought that in. Someone made that.
Yeah,
Avs
fans need to donate to us their giant heads that they bring to the game.
If you guys make anything like that, as long as it's appropriate and not anything with Manscaped, then
our sponsor. You got to kind of show that stuff.
Like, oh, it's all staged and scripted. You know what? So are fucking movies, and I cry to those too. So,
AJ, I love them too. It's
guys,
fine. We can enjoy
them.
You guys
trying to like poke holes into something that I like and go fuck yourselves.
We
I
can
like
enjoy
what
them.
I like, and I will not apologize for that.
All right, we got a super chat here.
How critical should we be of McKinnon at the last two games? Any passes given to him?
Yeah, look, he gets a little bit of a pass, but he has to be your guy. He has to be your engine in game four.
Look
what he's done throughout these playoffs, too.
If McKinnon and the top line shows up in game four and the Avs win that game, nobody fucking remembers game three. Yeah. Nobody cares about this hockey game if the Avs win the series.
No, straight up, like, if that top line comes out and is like, oh, right, we're the three-headed monster, and they each have 3 points.
Yeah.
And the Avs are like, all right, well, we just dominated that ass, and it's 3-1 going back to Denver. You're right.
Yep.
We're looking at this, and we're like, speed bump. But it's up to them. Yep. Like, it's straight up. It's up to them.
Yep. I think it's that simple.
So, yeah, we get McKinnon gets a little bit of a pass up to this point, but you got to figure it out. Why is it the one that Miko's got? Why has he got the point streak? Why did he outscore you during the regular season? That was games played.
It was,
but whatever.
For sure. But
why does he have the point streak? Where it at? If you don't want to continue living your game seven nightmares, don't let shit get to game seven. Put
True
a team
enough.
Down where you can.
Yes.
Can't lose in game seven if you don't go to game seven.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to worry about being the anti-Justin Williams if you don't ever get there anymore. Win everything in six.
Look, all I'm saying, Avs win in six, and Kadri's back for game one of the conference finals.
Hell yeah.
Oh, dude. Montreal, Colorado, going to be a good time.
Not even beating around that bush, are you?
Let's be real. After Mark Scheifele got suspended, that series
ended. Yeah, didn't help.
Okay, we have... Josh came to the bar, said it was the best place to watch the Avs. Thanks for coming, Josh. And then Steven here.
I can't even read those fast enough.
Can we all agree that the little card Fleury's daughter made him after game two was just complete crap? She misspelled like a million words. SMH.
What are you
like? Was she
what
even trying?
You guys remember that guy, Maddox?
Maddox? Yeah.
Henry felt the same exact way as you, Steven, one of our DNVROs. He's like, that note is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like drilling a 5-year-old spelling of goalie.
I agree,
by
Tiffany.
By far,
she's
my
five.
Biggest problem. How much hockey is that girl watching? What's she doing looking at the net that's like a little igloo? It's got posts, girl! Posts!
The best response I saw...
That was it, though. Otherwise, that thing was so adorable.
Yeah,
the best
I agree.
Response I saw was on Twitter was, she doesn't even know how to spell goalie. It's G-O-A-L-E-E. I was like,
accurate.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay.
I saw at least one more super chat saying AJ and charity and banana pants.
If the Avs win the cup, would AJ take a charity of choice for banana pants?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
I think if people donated to a charity, would you wear banana pants?
Could you imagine like being like a charity that like takes in clothes or whatever? And there's like this like
dozens of banana pants.
I think like they just get inundated.
No, I think he's saying you wear the banana pants and then all the money that's raised from the super chats.
Yes.
Is that how
that
it
is? That is what they're saying.
Oh, I was like,
that makes a little more sense than like,
you guys gonna buy a bunch of banana pants and send them to like
the pants
a charity?
I wore. Look at them. Aren't they awesome? Like, here, I'll sign them for you.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Last
we
thing.
We got a long way to go to get to there.
That's
the
true.
The chat repeatedly asked your opinions on Reeves coming back and how that affects game four. So.
Who?
Ryan Reeves.
I don't even think about her.
If it walks, talks, and acts like a bitch.
Okay. What a way to end the
I don't
show.
Have any thoughts. I don't give a shit. We'll see you in game four.
Okay. Well, should we? Oh, we got one more super chat.
The sneaking in the super chats.
Oh, we got two more super chats.
We'll never stop if you keep super chatting. I don't think people know who Banana Pants is. It isn't a thing. It's a being, just like Lister Fiend.
That's
I don't know who Lister Fiend is.
Yo,
but
I've explained it on this show.
Not when I was on it.
Yup.
No way.
Yup. It is not.
Oh, God, guys.
That's Pillow Pants, not Banana Pants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I know who Pillow Pants
is.
Yeah,
I remember that
Lister Fiend is...
even worse.
Yeah, Lister Fiend is the mouth troll.
I gotta hear about this.
Okay.
All right, next
Makes
super
sense.
Chat.
This game was like a poker game when the Avs bluffed, but in game four, we're going all in. Let's go, Avs.
All right. Yeah, let's go.
Hope you got pocket rockets.
Hit that like button.
Hit the like button.
We got
hit subscribe.
Saying,
give me the sheesh.
Sheesh.
I saw someone talking about it.
Somebody just compare the Avs to the Buffalo Bills?
No.
No.
Imagine being that sad.
We got another super
Wow. What?
A thumbs up. A thumbs up. We will be doing a live watch along for game four for those of you that can't make it to the bar. I'm not exactly sure what the setup will be. It might be just me. It might be the whole gang. We'll see.
I'll talk about the last time I went to Atlanta.
I will not be working. Kale will be your producer that day.
Allie will be getting very, very birthday drunk.
Nice.
Hopefully celebrating something.
Yeah, it'll be a fun night.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're going to have a good time.
It's going to be a fun night.
We're going to hang out. Look, it's going to be the ultimate friends we made along the way, unless the Avs win, and then it's going to be a party.
Absolute dunk fest at that point.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We're going to have to put a little hoop here.
I'll still be here at the bar, so I'll come and say hi.
Yeah,
especially
if you can make it down to the bar, absolutely make it down.
Well, I mean, if the Avs win, you're taking winter shots.
Allie has already scumbagged it up and, like, carved out several
She's
booths.
Taken, like, three of the 15 tables we have,
yeah.
So you get here early.
Real early.
She has scumbagged it up, so make friends with Allie.
We have, like, 30 tables, and I am taking one little area
we have like 30
to watch
tables.
The game. All right. Let's end the show.
All right. Chat, thank you for hanging out.
Can you guys knock on wood? Yes, I will knock
on
wood.
I hope we brought some good vibes to you after the loss.
Wood. We touch wood.
Okay, well.
Manscaped touches wood.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, everyone in the comments, saying happy early birthday.
Appreciate all of y'all watching, listening, however you consume the podcast. We will be back Sunday night for the post-game show. Hope you'll come hang with us, whether it be at the bar, at the live, or on the podcast. Until then, we will talk to you all on the next one.